Doctors deal with death all the time, but they often struggle to help patients live with a terminal disease. A specialty called palliative care is trying to change that. It's been around since the early 1900s, but a lot of people, even in the medical profession, don't know it exists. APRN's Annie Feit has this profile of an Anchorage doctor who used to count herself in that group.
Dr. Linda Smith walks into a room at Providence Hospital ready with a stethoscope and a huge grin. She teases that her patient's spiky hair recently resembled a faux hawk.
Run your fingers through it and it will come back.
How's it going? You got it all gelled down.
I do.
Looks good.
So you couldn't make fun of me today.
Dawn Dillard found out she had uterine cancer a year ago on her birthday. By the time she got the diagnosis, the cancer had spread to her liver and lymph nodes. Her oncologist gave her a year to live. The 57-year-old beat those odds, but now her kidneys are failing. After the laughs are over, Smith sits down on the edge of Dillard's bed, leans in, and starts talking about a procedure Dillard will have.
Did they talk to you about whether or not you'd be able to go home today if you had it done?
No. One of the nurses, I said this morning, I said, I think I'm getting to go home today. And she goes, oh, I don't think so. And that was it.
Smith is a palliative care doctor, a specialty that's growing rapidly in the U.S. The idea is to help patients cope with a terminal or life-altering illness. And unlike hospice care, it's not only offered in the final months of life. Smith works on pain management, coordinating care, and even does some counseling. Her goal is to improve her patient's quality of life. She calls it whole person care. Dillard thinks that's accurate.
I can't even say how much she's helped me. There have been just little things, you know, showing me things like breathing techniques, just ways to focus on things that are positive and happy rather than focusing on your sickness and how crappy you feel.
2 years ago, Linda Smith was a very different kind of doctor. She worked in the ER, where the goal was to quickly stabilize a patient and move on. But 2 decades into her career, she started to question how she was caring for patients at the very end of their lives. She remembers putting patients on breathing tubes and hearing family members say things like, I know Dad didn't want this, but we're just not ready to let him go.
And I started to have a lot of regret about doing things to people that I thought were painful and uncomfortable and were prolonging their suffering. And if I only had the time to sit down with the family, I wouldn't probably be doing these things.
And did you know about palliative care?
I'm laughing, and I'm sorry. The answer's no, I didn't know. And in fact, when I started looking into palliative care, I got online and I started looking for programs and thinking, well, I want to stay in the Northwest because my home is here. And lo and behold, I saw that we had a palliative care program here at the hospital I was working at.
In the summer of 2011, Smith enrolled in a 1-year palliative care fellowship at Providence. It wasn't easy at first. She wanted to roll up her sleeves and start helping right away. Her mentor, Dr. Stephen Rust, wanted her to wait. He remembers it this way.
When she started, she would literally say to me, and she's the only person that calls me this, she'd say, boss, put me in the game. And gently, I hope, I just said, let's wait a little bit longer.
Smith had a lot to learn. She was a bad listener, and she was busy. In the ER, sometimes she didn't even sit down to deliver devastating news.
I can remember saying to families things like, I'm sorry, there's nothing more I can do. And I realize now that that sounds like abandonment to many people when you say, I can't do anything more. And the reality is I may not be able to do anything more to the patient that will make them survive, but there's a lot more that I can do. I always can do more.
A lot of what Smith does is talk to people. She doesn't advocate for or against treatment, but she wants patients and their families to understand their decisions. If a doctor puts in a breathing tube, for example, that may extend a patient's life, but they won't be able to eat or talk. If they die with a tube in, the family will miss hearing their last words. So now Smith sits down for hard conversations and looks patients and their family members right in the eye. Earlier this year, she was called in to consult with a wife of a patient who was dying.
When I entered the room, the wife said to me, I know who you are. And I said, oh, okay. You know, and she said, I don't want to talk to you and I don't want to like you because you're here to talk about death and dying, aren't you?
Smith had a short conversation with the woman and left her with a book on difficult end-of-life choices. She went back to visit her the next day.
She said, you know, I so tried not to like you and what you had to say. And I really realized that we need to have this discussion now, don't we? And I said, when you're ready, we're ready to have that discussion. And she said, I'm ready now.
Smith was planning to return to the emergency room, but interactions like that one persuaded her to stay in palliative care. Now she works more and makes less money. Some days she wonders if she's crazy, but then she gets to visit a patient like Dawn Dillard. Back in her hospital room, Dillard is asking Smith if she really needs to have yet another procedure.
But it bites to have two procedures, right?
Yeah, I would have preferred one. Yeah.
Smith gives Dillard a hug and plants herself at an empty desk at the nurse's station outside her room. She calls Dillard's other doctors and realizes the second procedure isn't really necessary after all. So instead of staying another night in the hospital, Dillard and her husband are back home by the end of the day. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.